Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
You know, some things are just good left in the past. Some things are good left in the past. Like, I'm going to tell you this. Friendships and relationships, when they're good, they're good. When they're bad. In some cases, you just got to work through things. In other cases, you just got to cut ties and keep it pushing. In this episode, I want to encourage you to walk away from situations that disturb your soul. So if you're with it, stay tuned. I can't tell you of how many times I've had people in my life that I felt were permanent fixtures that comes from family members to friends and even romantic partners. Heck, I've been married, for those of you who know me, and now I'm divorced. So there are times in which the way we think things should go or will go, life kind of shows us differently. And we have to acknowledge it, we have to appreciate it, and we have to respect it. No matter how bad we want to go back or want things to be back the way they are or they were, we have to keep it moving and keep it pushing. Sometimes there are relationships and friendships that are worth salvaging. For those situations, for those incidents, it's important for you to check your ego at the door, see whether or not the situation can easily be resolved if both of you guys are willing to talk about it, come to a compromise. Sometimes it's not even ego, it's principle, or maybe some type of code was broken. Only you can determine what is a relationship that is worth salvaging versus something you need to walk away from. This episode, I am going to try my best to be encouraging and uplifting for those of you who know you need to cut ties with this person, but loneliness may creep in to keep you back, or your feelings of how you care about this person may keep you wanting to hold on to some of the good things. I want to tell you off top, if the relationship was toxic, if once a relationship becomes toxic, it's tainted. I'm not saying some toxic relationships can't be resolved and things can go over great, but if you're dealing with a person who has issues that brings toxicity into your life and into your interaction with them, you're probably doing yourself a favor by staying away. Toxic people enjoy negative energy, right? They enjoy negative attention. They don't mind, and they're always with being combative, being negative, right? Or always looking for to turn something beautiful into something ugly. And part of it is it's their nature. And as part of it is because they need a mental health cleansing. They need to be open and to be willing to take accountability, make some changes within their lives. But if you're dealing with a toxic person, there's no way that you yourself can fix them. You can't even fix a halfway healthy person. It's enough, I can say, trying to work on me. We know for whatever reason, people that are toxic or become toxic when we come together, or when you come together with them, is just not a good situation. A lot of times people stick around. It has nothing to do with ego. It has nothing to do with being loneliness or not being able to get over the person. Sometimes it's routine. Like I said, there's several different reasons why, but if you know deep down in your heart that I have to break away, because of the way this person has moved around in my life and how their action has made me feel. It could be a girl or a guy that you're dating that you really had strong feelings for, and they've done some things to ruin that bond, that connection. They've done some things that made you question who you are, your self-worth, your value. If they've done things that resulted in any type of harm to you, you have to decide, is it worth allowing them to remain in my life? Would I be in a better mental state if all attachment was gone? If I didn't no longer yearn for them to be here? If I no longer wanted their attention, to hear their voice, to feel their touch, to be around them? We have to acknowledge that sometimes good people are not good people for us, and we have to be okay with it. If you find yourself always trying to restart with this person, right, or always finding a way to ignore what happened in the past, let's start new, and then some new stuff happening, you're like, okay, let's ignore that new past and start something new. And it's a pattern of you keep on erasing and putting things back and, you know, giving concessions and ignoring, overlooking things. You are not really respecting your boundaries, and you are, for the most part, minimizing your feelings when it comes to your experiences and your disappointments. I do agree that some people do require, or I won't say require, deserve a second chance to get it right. But at some point, you have to think, how many chances can I give, or should I be giving? And how is this affecting me? How is this affecting me and my mental health? Some doors are meant to never be reopened. Think about how things would be in your life had this person really and truly acted the way that you felt that a friend should, or a person that you're dating, or a partner should. In contrast to what you've received, if those things are not in alignment with your wants, needs, desires, if they bring you down, if it makes you sad, if it makes you anxious, uncomfortable, unhappy, or any of the other uns out there, you have to reevaluate and say, what is it about me that I still want this around? Period. A lot of times people think that they could just cut off the bad part and ignore that part and keep the good. No, it still affects you. It still does. It's not like that banana that's in the kitchen at your house, at your mom's or your grandparents' house, and part of it is brown. And I'm hit or miss with bananas. I'll eat one, and another day I'm good for a whole year, right? But what you'll never get me doing is eating that brown, mushy part of a banana. I'll still eat the banana, and I might cut that other part out, but that's not how people are. You can't just cut off and digest the part that you want of them. You got to eat the whole banana, that old mushy part of it as well. It's all who they are. If you're in a situation in which you feel as if the interaction, the connection with this person is not healthy, it's best that you abort mission and move towards and navigate towards and with people that really and truly have your best interests in mind, that are just as stable, just as consistent as you are when it comes to support and friendships, and people that give you the same thing that you give them. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
The That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.